T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
At 20:51, so 8:51 p.m., Genesee County advises it's possibly coming to the village of Caledonia via Route 5. At 8:59, we get a dispatch update that it's southbound on State Route 19, and our law enforcement here in the county is requested to go to 63 at the county line. Again, we agree. At 9:07, the tractor trailer is east on 63 and hits our stop sticks at the county line. I'm sorry, Genesee County's stop sticks. At 9:12, the tractor enters Livingston County and hits our stop sticks. Several of our sheriff's office patrols then jump into the pursuit. The pursuit passes through the intersection of 36 and 63 at approximately 70 miles an hour, with the operator having no regard for human life. The pursuit continues at the Genesee River Bridge at Court Street at 2121. He is stop-sticked again, both by the Livingston County Sheriff's Office and the Geneseo Police Department. At 2122, the pursuit goes 20A at the top of the bypass, and the operator goes east on 20A, entering into the village of Geneseo. Some of you may be familiar with the Doty Curve. He aggressively takes that curve and now is heading 28 East, commonly known as South Street. On South Street, he attempts ramming one of our LCSO patrol vehicles. At 2127, the suspect began shooting at our patrol vehicles on 20A in the area of Quickly's. That one vehicle took 10 hits to it. At 21:29, the suspect shooter again strikes another Livingston County Sheriff's deputy car at 20A in Country Club. At 21:31, the pursuit goes southbound on Interstate 390. He stops briefly on the ramp, and then there's more shots at law enforcement, totaling now 4 patrol vehicles being hit. Leroy, Genesee County, and 2 of ours at this point, the 2 of ours from the prior on 20A. We were continuing trying to escort the vehicle, but at this point there was no vehicles out front. I attempted to pass down the suspect's passenger side. He took shots out. He did not strike my vehicle. 2137, he goes through a U-turn south of exit 8, and he heads back north on 390. More shots at patrol with no hits, and more attempts to ram our patrol vehicles. At 2143, the suspect exits the interstate at exit 8, the same exit that he had just got on at. We had several of our sheriff's office members with long guns, and they exchanged fire. The vehicle then continued westbound on 20A. Again, this would be returning back to the original place. At 2150, the vehicle is going eastbound past Morgan View Drive, again right near that Quickly's. And at 2151, there's a second exchange of gunfire from our office and the Genesee County Sheriff's Office with long guns with the suspect vehicle, and then the vehicle then goes off into a field on the north side. At 2158, the suspect is in custody with gunshot wounds. transferred to the medical examiner's office. The suspect has been identified as Joshua Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, age 58, of Harrisonburg, Virginia. The suspect was previously named Sergia Jourev, J-O-U-R-E-V. Blessed was currently working as a truck driver for a company out of Harrisonburg, Virginia, and believed to be traveling to Batavia to pick up dairy products. The agencies assisting Genesee County Sheriff's Office, Leroy Police Department, New York State Police, Geneseo Police Department, Geneseo Fire, EMS, Livingston County Emergency Management, Livingston County EMS, and the Livingston County District Attorney's Office was on scene. So with that, I will tell you that I can answer any of your questions. Again, if they're very specific to the investigation, I may not be able to answer your questions. I will certainly try and be as transparent as possible with you, but understand there's a lot of moving parts to this. There was several of our members involved in this officer-involved shooting, as well as the Genesee County Sheriff's Office. We have that working, as well as a lot of technician work on scene, collecting those casings, putting it all back together. And then on top of that, you have the background of trying to put a timeline together on Blessed and figure out what today brought. What was the last 24 hours of his life like? Why today? And try and get those answers. After answering your questions, like I said, if you have questions for a specific agency, you can call them up here, state what agency you have the question for. They can come up and they can answer questions again in a preliminary fashion. All these are very preliminary. It's very early on. And then post that, we will all go down, if you wish, to go to the Sally Port and view the, I believe, four vehicles that are down there. So if you have questions, I'm willing and able.
Do you have any idea, Sheriff, how many shots were fired by him and
a lot? He fired a lot of shots, and we fired a lot of shots. That's really the best answer I can give you right now. The techs are going through that. Our technicians teched everything at Quickly's and Country Club and the U-Turn. The state police were gracious enough to assist us at Exit 8, and their technicians teched everything up there. So it's a lot of work on these evidence technicians, and we want to have an accurate count. So I'm not going to say specifically. I would definitely be guessing. I can just tell you he fired a lot of shots throughout the pursuit, and we fired a lot of shots at the conclusion of the pursuit and just prior to Exit 8.
Why do you think he was running? Was there a warrant out for his arrest somewhere?
Not that I'm aware of. Those are things that we're working through. We do know our sheriff's investigators have started digging into him, and you will see when you dig into him, there's some anti-law enforcement statements on his social media. So those are things that we're looking at and specifics on that. Again, it's early on, but a specific cause we do not have.
But there's lots of people who may have varying opinions of law enforcement. They don't just take off from a stop and start shooting.
Yeah, again, those are things that we're looking at. How extreme is he? What other encounters has he had with police? What led to this today? Again, there's so many unknowns that we can't interview him on. So these are things that we have to put together, and this is what police agencies do. We put together a timeline and try and get the best answers possible to conclude our investigation.
Do you remember any Facebook or social media posts prior to this, or any notes perhaps on the vehicle, anything that might lead you somewhere on this?
There was quite a few questions there, but regarding the social media, we are aware of his social media and we are investigating it. The notes and things of that nature, I'm not going to get into specifics on the contents of the truck for twofold. One, it's very preliminary, and two, we're still teching it. So we're not even through everything on that cab yet.
Is there literature or something, notes that you're reviewing that in there?
We're reviewing everything in that cab. Everything down to a hair comb. I mean, it wouldn't matter. Whatever the pieces are in that cab, we're documenting, and that's all part of the investigation.
Sure.
Total inventory.
Can you say anything about the type of weapon, be it even a handgun, long gun, or multiple weapons perhaps?
Again, we're not through the cab yet. I can confirm that there was one handgun initially removed off of him when we entered the cab to see what his life status was.
When he was originally stopped for speeding, what was that interaction like? Were there any exchange?
That all occurred in Genesee County. That would be the Leroy Police Department. If you wish to ask him that question and he's willing, then that will be for him to determine.
Trucks don't usually just do a U-turn. Could you describe the U-turn that you're talking about and whereabouts they were?
The U-turns in Livingston County that were referenced, he did the U-turn in a U-turn on the interstate. So when he got on and went southbound from exit 8, the first U-turn, he cranked it through there and then went northbound.
Are we even sure how he died at this point? I mean, I know it's gunshot wounds, but were you able to determine if it was from self-inflicted? Was it because he was shot by one of your officers?
So we're working with the Monroe County Medical Examiners, and I apologize. I should have noted that in our assist. They're certainly a valuable partner. We're working with them. We've got the positive identity. We're working it through the cause of death. I will confirm that he did have gunshots, more than one, and again, we're working through to see what exactly round it was, where the vital organs were struck, or what exactly it was that caused the death.
But that gunshot wound most likely came from one of your officers, or did it come from him turning his weapon on himself?
Again, I can't say with certainty. I can tell you that we had several members with long guns take several shots at the cab of the truck.
Did he have international ties? Was that one of the reasons why he might have been running?
Again, we're working through this investigation. It's very preliminary. We're working through all his background. A lot of folks go to social media. We do too. We also go back through a timeline of life, and specifically, what was his last 24 hours? What led to this? What led to such an extreme encounter with the police?
We saw online that he advocated for carrying or using assault rifles. Was there anything else besides the handgun in the cab or anywhere in that tractor trailer?
So again, we haven't gone through the entirety of the cab. I don't want to comment on certainty of what's in there and what's not until our job is complete. And as you can understand, it's quite a lengthy process. And to do it right takes time. Like I said, I will confirm that we did recover one handgun when we went in to check his life status.
Why was federal law enforcement brought in for this investigation?
We commonly hook up with the FBI, especially if it's an out-of-state investigation where it's going to cross state lines. And this man was not from our state. And so, again, it's common for us to hook up with our federal partners.
Sheriff, was he born in this country? Is he an American citizen?
I'm not going to get into those specifics. I will say, yeah, you know what, I'm not going to get into those specifics right at this moment. There may be a time in the future to talk more in depth on those things, but we're working through all those details for the future.
Why can't you tell me that?
Because I'm trying to give you the pertinent information for today to talk about the incident best I can with transparency, but that specific more talks to the background of this individual that's not complete on our end. So we're working through those, and as we work through it and we complete it, we will share it with you.
Do you think it has anything to do with his attitude?
I have no clue. I would simply be guessing. I don't know what his past was specifically. I have had a couple hours. As you can imagine, last night was a long night for everybody. We're doing the best we can, and when we get the answers, we'll share them with you.
Aware of any religious social media postings?
We're aware of a lot of social media postings, and we're working through the social media aspect.
How miraculous is it that no one else besides Mr. Blessed was injured in this entire ordeal?
I would call it a miracle. I honestly would. God's blessing. I have no clue how nobody was hurt. So many shots at law enforcement. The size of this vehicle, the weight of this vehicle, his driving, the civilians around. Again, a ton of credit to the dispatchers upstairs, a ton of credit to the police members from various agencies putting their life on the line, trying to warn traffic ahead, block the roadways, get everybody removed. all while knowing that he's popping shots. So I can only tell you that it's simply unbelievable that nobody was injured aside from the suspect, and that law enforcement went unscathed, and that civilians, not even a car bumped, not a car shot that we're aware of. So again, give credit where credit's due, and the men and women of all these police agencies, they did an incredible job, and that's what police training is all about, being prepared. And in a situation like this, I don't know many police agencies that are training to try and stop a semi and figure out the logistics of that, but it is a challenge, and they all rose to that challenge. So a job well done.
Sheriff, are you aware, is this a route that he had taken before, and he picked up deliveries of dairy products up here?
Again, I don't have those particulars. I'm sure our investigators do, and some of our partners do in this investigation. But those specifics, I personally don't have at this moment. And if I did, I probably wouldn't share them just because they're minor details to the overall of this.
It's about, at least on a timeline, about 80-minute long ordeal. I mean, how many miles do you estimate this guy traveled before he was finally stopped?
I'm sure there's like an online program. We haven't gone through that yet, but with the townships to Leroy to Batavia, Batavia to Leroy, Leroy to Pavilion, Pavilion to Livingston County line, through Geneseo to Interstate. I mean, it's a great distance. And at times, the speeds were high. And at times, the speeds were really slow. And at times, he stopped completely, like at exit 8, for a short duration.
Chief Hayward, can I ask you a question?
Sir?
There's probably one outstanding question out there, too, for you, but did he say anything to your officer before he took off?
I don't believe there was any. I don't believe he would speak to the officer.
Oh, so like he was refusing to even engage with
correct.
The officer?
Correct.
How long did this stop last?
Approximately 5 minutes from the time of the stop to the time that the chase began.
So for 5 minutes, he just sat there silent?
I wouldn't characterize it as that. He wouldn't interact with the officer. There were other things that were going on at the same time.
What else was going on?
Well, for the fact, he simply approached, when he initially approached, he does what we normally do on traffic stops, as for driver's license, insurance card, etc. He would not roll down his window to speak with the officer. So simple directions, he would not comply with the officer. When that occurred, the officer backed off. He requested an additional unit to the scene. When that additional unit got to the scene, they both climbed up onto the cab, the one on the passenger side, to determine if he could see a weapon in the vehicle, which is again routine in these matters. There was a question from the dispatch about the plate that was run. They were not getting the proper information back on it. It was at that time that the officer on the passenger side stepped off of the vehicle to check, to confirm the plate, and that's when the driver chose to leave the scene with the other officer still on the cab. Unfortunately, he was able to jump off without any injury.
And he then rammed some patrol cars.
Down within approximately 3 miles, I'll just correct one thing. It was initially a deputy's car that was rammed by the semi, and then the Leroy police vehicle that was hit.
Sure. Was there an officer in the car, or were they out?
Yes, they're both in the cars. Okay. I think our cars totaled.
How many law enforcement cars total were rammed?
I don't think we even.
Rammed were the Genesee County car, the Leroy car, and the remainder of his attempts to ram our cars were unsuccessful. Aggressive maneuvers to try and do so, but unsuccessful. The shots on the vehicles were two of ours, one of Genesee County's, and one of Leroy's. Like I said, the one vehicle of ours was hit in the passenger side door. The other vehicle of ours was struck 10 times. The Leroy car was struck 3 to 4 times. I'd have to look at that specifically. And the Genesee County car was struck, I believe, one time.
Twice.
With one of the shots right through the windshield, went over the deputy's headrest and came to rest in the glass separating the front seat and the back seat. He was in the vehicle. I believe if he wasn't ducking, then it would have been right to his head.
So, I mean, some of these officers were actually being missed by just a few inches, it seems like?
That is 100% correct. Like I said, I can't put to words what this incident was like. Challenging is an understatement. You have a heavy, heavy vehicle with a man who wants to do carnage. He's actively trying to kill our deputies, and he's got a big vehicle to move around that is nearly impossible to stop aside from having a tank. We did dispatch our MRAP, which is a heavy armored vehicle, but it was coming from three townships away and never got to the scene by the time this ultimately concluded. But those are the things you're trying to think of. How can we stop this before an innocent person gets struck?
And I'm not sure if I missed it. Did you identify the company he was driving for?
I did not.
Are you prepared to release that information? I know you said it was based in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Yerman Express, LLC out of Harrisonburg.
German?
Yerman. Y-U-R-M-A-N.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.